Why did this happen to me? How can I prevent it? Amen? And when God gives you positive experience, we just pass it off. We don't even think that God has really done this for me. But let me say, each and every day that you wake up, God has given you a positive experience. And we don't even think about it. Amen? We tend to think of the unpleasant things, and we use stronger words to describe the negative things. And there's this idea that permeates throughout all society that bad is stronger than good. And I tell you today that bad is not stronger than good. The enemy wants you to think that bad is stronger than good. But God is saying that this is not the time and this is not the place to think that bad is stronger than good. Amen? We get bad emotions. We get bad parents. We get bad feedback. And those have a more profound effect upon us than the good things. When somebody says something good to you, you take it and you're happy for a little while. But when somebody says something negative to you, you just feed on it, on and on and on and on. When somebody says something good, it can make your day for a little while. When somebody says something bad to you, it can linger for weeks. Come on now. When somebody says something negative about you, it can linger. If somebody just says, oh, I don't like your dress, you go home thinking, what's wrong with my dress? And you look in the mirror because you'll sit in church for hours, you'll go home, and then when you get home, you're saying, well, what's wrong with my dress? It looks good to me. What's wrong with it? And then you start calling people up saying, did you see anything wrong with my dress? How did I look today? But when somebody compliments you, you don't call nobody up and say, you know, somebody, so-and-so called me and gave me a compliment today. Somebody told me that I felt good, I looked good, I smelled good. You don't call nobody and tell them that because we dwell on the negative. And as long as you do that, the enemy has got you where he wants you to be. But now is not the time. And now is not the place for us to be consumed with negative thoughts and negative actions, no matter how many bad emotions somebody else might have and they want to pass on to you, no matter how bad your parents were. You don't need to still be carrying that. But we carry things for years, and then we wonder what is wrong with us because you won't let go and let God. Bad emotions, bad feedback, bad impressions, bad stereotypes are quicker to form in our hearts and in our minds. Amen? Listen to this. Losing money, being abandoned by friends, receiving criticism have a greater impact than winning money, making friends, or receiving praise. So there was this experiment. They gave everybody $50. Some people lost $50, and some people gained $50. Who do you think had the most opinions? The people that lost the $50. When we lose something, we have more opinions than when we win something. Each and every day, saints, we are winning the battle. Each and every day, we have an opportunity to move forth to where God wants to place us. Each and every day we wake up, God has given us another opportunity. Each and every day that we wake up, we have won. The power of setback is three times as strong as the power of progress. Have you ever said something to somebody that's making a little bit of progress? And they're still putting it down like, well, you know, I still got a long way to go. But what about where you got to? What about where you got to? My wife always said to me, how do you eat an elephant? I said, I don't know. She says, one bite at a time. We got situations going on in our lives. We're looking at the big, big situation in our lives. You got to take it one step at a time. You can't handle the big situation. Because each situation requires us to be consistent in everything that we do. To take it one bite at a time, one step at a time, one prayer at a time. You got a big situation, but you only pray once a day. Meanwhile, the enemy is working overtime against you, and you pray once a day. I don't care if it's in the morning when you get up, or in the afternoon, or at night, but you pray once a day. You're not really attacking the situation. You're massaging the situation. God wants us on the attack. We need to be on the attack against the enemy. Because we're cowering down to him. But I go back to tell you, now is not the time, nor is the place. Things that are happening in your life, to you, to your children, around the world, in our communities, we talk about it, but we have to be on the attack. We have to be on the fight. We have to be on guard. We got to be prayed up. We got to put the full armor on. Because now is the time. Now is the time to attack, to move forward. Are you going to sit back in your life and just let the enemy keep attacking you? Or are you going to step forward and attack him? Are you going to make progress against the enemy? Are you going to pray yourself through some situations? God wants you to live in victory. Amen. The enemy wants you to live a defeated life. And I'm saying to you today, don't give him the time. God wants you to live in victory. All you have to do is let him fight your battles. And all that you have to do is praise your way and keep in mind, keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Because Satan wants you to give up. Satan wants you to cave in. And Satan wants you to call it quits. That's the first thing we do when things get hard. We're ready to give up. We're ready to cave in. And we're ready to call it quits. When you're tired, when you're discouraged, when you feel hopeless, weary, forsaken, and forgotten, giving up seems like the logical thing to do. But time after time, we have to face these battles, these oppositions, and these difficulties. Don't let it seem too difficult for you. It's difficult for Satan to see you go through it. Did you get that? It is difficult for Satan to see you go through these things and overcome these things. It's difficult for him because he knows your future. He knows what God has in store for you. You know what? You don't know what God has in store for you, but Satan knows what he has in store for you. And just before you get breakthrough, oh, he's working overtime. He's working overtime to frustrate you until you can't take it no more. This is why he works hardest at discouraging believers, because just before they are about to receive it, he wants to kill their spirit. Just if you're healing, if you got a cut and it's deep, as you're healing, right before you cross over to the other threshold, that's when the pain is greatest. When you're sitting up there and you're hurting and you're saying, oh, it is hurting, you're right getting ready to go over to the other side. Amen? In your situations, in your life, in your disagreements, your arguments, your discouragements, your frustration, as you're getting ready to cave in, as you're getting ready to give up, God is getting ready to take you down to the other side of the mountain. So we go to Acts, and Jesus is getting ready to leave in the ascension. And all the disciples came to him in Acts 1:6-7, and it says, so when they came together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus replied, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. You see, we are always ready to ask God, God, what time and when are you going to do what you promised me that you're going to do? But Jesus is saying to the disciples, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. And I say to you today, as you go through whatever it is that you're going through, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that your breakthrough is going to happen. But you just have to rely on the promise that is going to happen. You don't have the authority to find out when it's going to happen. Because if you knew when things were going to happen, you wouldn't know how to act. Come on. Children know that the December 25th is a day of giving. And right before that day comes up, Lord, they don't know how to act. If you knew when your blessings, your breakthrough was going to happen, Lord, you wouldn't know how to act. So you don't know the time and you don't know the seasons. And the disciples wouldn't have been the disciples. They wouldn't have done what he designated them to do if they knew the time and if they knew the seasons. But he said, you don't need to know the signs. You don't need to know the seasons. In your time that you're going through right now, all you have to realize that it's not the time to cave in to the enemy. But know that the time and the season for your breakthrough is going to happen. Come on, somebody. There are seven things that are hid from men and from the children of men. The day of death, the day of consolation, the death of judgment. And nobody really knows what's in the heart of his neighbor, nor will you know what that neighbor will be rewarded. You don't know when the kingdom of the house of David shall return, and you don't know when the kingdom of Persia is going to fall. You don't know those things. The Bible says no one knows the day or the time, not even the angels, not even the Son. It is the Father that knows. The only thing the Son can do is keep petitioning on our behalf. He can just keep saying, no, please, Father, not right now. Give them a little more time. But he don't know the time or the season that God determined for each and every one of us, right? Because the Father has his own power. Amen? So it's his power is not in the power of a creature. It's not in the power of anything he made. He made us. His power is beyond us. It's not in the power of the angels. It's vain to think that the angels can do things for you that the Father can't. It is sinful. It is fruitless as well. We can't call to some angel or somebody to ask what God is going to do. You can't go to St. Mary or St. Peter or St. Jude or St. Agnes, St. Rockefeller, St. Nobody. Nobody knows what the Father is going to do. The Bible says the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of the Lord. So it says the secret things belong to our God. That's not to say that God has all of these secrets, but there are some things that he has not given us authority and he's not revealing to us. So they belong to him. So why are you questioning him about something that he says, I'm never going to reveal it to you? I don't know why you listen to these people who have these doomsday ideas about when things are going to happen. I shut them off. Because the Bible says that no man knows. I don't care if your title is apostle, pastor, preacher, evangelist, Houdini, or whoever. The Bible tells me that no man knows. Just the other week, we had some kind of a decision that, oh, it's going to happen on the 23rd of September. Well, no man knows. No man has that power. No man has that authority to know what God says, I am keeping this for myself. Amen? The secret things belongs unto the Lord our God. That is the counsels, the purposes. The purposes that he has for each and every one of us, it belongs to him. In his time, he reveals our purpose. Amen. If we would hold on just a little bit longer. Amen. What happened is so many people don't believe that God has a purpose for their lives, so they give up. And right before they get ready to give up, God is ready, getting ready to bless them. People have been saints and have been Christians and have been believing for years. And their grip on what God wants to do to them is they let go. They didn't let go and let God. They let go in the human realm because they said, well, God, you didn't do it now, so it's never going to happen. Amen? God, he counsels us with the purposes that he wants us to have. So listen to the words of Deuteronomy. It says, when all of these blessings and curses I have set before you come on you and take to your heart whatever the Lord your God disperses among the nations. It says that there's going to be blessings and there's going to be curses, but you take to heart what God has promised you. Amen? See, because when things happen, we lose heart. God has take to heart whatever and whenever the Lord God disperses you among the nations. And when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all of your heart and all of your soul, according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes. You see, he's talking to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy. Amen? Those were the most disobedient people that you ever saw. And he's telling them, you're going to have blessings, but you're going to have curses. But whenever you reach, he says, but take what I say and place it in your heart. But whenever you come back and you repent, you and your children, he says, I will restore to you the blessings that I have already ordained for you. Amen? This is to say that God counsels, God has his reasons for his dispensations, and together with time and manner, he inflicted judgment, but he still showed mercy. Have you ever had somebody say something to you and it was cut and dried? You heard that cut and dried. And there's no going back on what they said. I had a person I used to work with. He used to say, period, amen. And a lot of times when I got that way with situations, I would say, period, amen. But God does never says, period, amen to us. No matter what it is, you might go through something. But God never says period to you, amen, because he's a forgiving God, amen. No matter what it is that you've done or you go through, God will still forgive you. Satan, when you think that God is not going to forgive you, you beat yourself up. And I believe that so many people never fulfill the plan and the purpose that God has placed them on this earth to accomplish because they believe what the devil has said to them. So they give up before God's will is fulfilled in their lives. They take Satan's bait. You know, Jesus told the disciples, I will make you fishers of men. Well, the devil, he tries to be fishers of men too. And he takes some bait and he throws it out there. And you got to make sure that you don't take that bait. And he knows just what kind of bait to use. You know, to catch every type of fish, you got to use different bait. You can't use the same bait. You know, some fish, you don't even need bait. That's to say to some of us, the devil don't need no bait to throw at us. Does he need bait to throw at you? That's a self-examination question. And if he throws bait at you, what is that bait that he throws at you? It has to be something that you like. something that you love, something that you place before God? What is that bait that the enemy sets before you? Amen? Some have believed for years and decades for God's will, and they haven't seen breakthrough, so they take the easy way out. Have you ever seen a saint that's been in the church for so long, and then all of a sudden they're out there, and you say, well, what happened? They took the bait. They got discouraged. They took the bait. Amen? I'm here to tell you that God will give you his grace in your time of need, and it will be sufficient for you even in the worst of times. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. You want to see God being perfect in your lives? In your weakness, his power is made perfect. Because we can overcome whatever our weakness is by just giving up to the power of Christ. Amen? We have been praying long and hard for many things, and they haven't been answered. But don't get discouraged about a situation or a circumstance. I'm telling you today, use your Bible power verses. Come on, somebody. Use your Bible power verses to knock the enemy back on his feet. I want you to say today, when you come under that, I refuse to come under the spirit of discouragement. I refuse to believe that God has forsaken me and my family. I refuse to allow us to come under the spirit of discouragement. My God is faithful. I know that God hears my prayers. The word tells us that he withholds no good thing to them that walk uprightly. You see, God is a good God. And I still believe that he has the best in store for you. You have to stand on God's words and his promises. Sometimes it's going to take every ounce and every bit of strength that you have to stand up on his promises. But you have got to stand. When you fall down, get up and stand on his promises. And when you don't stand, kneel on his promises. Because his promises are forever. His promises, they'll never be broken. He's not a man that he should lie. When he makes a promise, he's going to keep it. My mind and my emotions cannot comprehend what God does. My mind and my emotions can't understand what he's doing. But I know that God is working things out in my behalf. I refuse to continue to allow Satan to put doubts in my mind. I refuse to allow Satan to allow fear to come into my heart. I refuse to be anxious about anything. I refuse to have anxiety about my family. I want you to know today, I don't stand on logic, because things don't look light. They don't look bright. They might look dark, but I stand on the word of God, and I realize that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and I shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I know that he is God, and he is God alone. There's no question of his power. There's no understanding, there's no searching for his power. I know that all the glory belongs to him. I know that his knowledge is encompassing. He knows more than I know. He's been there before. Jesus has overcome things that I have yet to get through. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know that God's mercy is everlasting from the time that you wake up in the morning to the time you go to sleep. From the time that you were born to the time that you died, his mercy, his grace is everlasting. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know he is who he is. He is what he was then. He is who he is now. He is who he is when he comes again. Woo. I am talking about God Elohim. I am talking about an infinite, all power, all consuming God. So when you sit back and you look at your situation, it ain't that bad. You know what? It ain't that big. The enemy gets into your mind and you think that you can't overcome it. But the Bible tells me I can overcome all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's not going to strengthen you. He's going to strengthen me. But he can strengthen you if you put your trust in him. If you understand that God is in control of everything. And that he's not going to let anything happen to you that you can't handle. Not only does he let it happen to you, but he gives you the means to overcome it. He gives you the means to overcome it. I can overcome all things through Christ. I can overcome all things through Christ. Somebody's going through something right now, and you don't know that you can overcome all things through Christ. You're saying when? He's saying, don't worry about it. I got it. God's got it. Don't you know God's got it? Somebody comes to you and say, man, I got you. But God has got it. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I want you to know today, whatever you're going through, now is not the time and it's not the place to give up. You come too far to give up now. You don't know how the end's going to be. But where you at right now is not where you're going to end up. If you trust in the Lord, not just a little bit, but with all your heart. I want you to know today that Satan says, oh, you're never going to overcome it. Look at your sin. But God says, look at my son. He says, look at my son. He has overcome everything. He overcame death. Just look at my boy. You can overcome it too by the blood of Jesus Christ. Woo. Somebody got to say today, I refuse to give up. I refuse to stop trusting God. I refuse to give in to the demonic lie that God doesn't care. I refuse to believe that God won't do anything about my situation. I refuse to believe he won't do something about my circumstance. I refuse to think that this situation is not going to change. Woo! You got to trust in God this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. And the word, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the word says, and the Lord your God will put all these curses upon your enemies and on them who hate you and who persecute you. He's going to put curses on all of them that persecute you, that despise you, that means bad things to you. He's going to curse them. You don't have to fight that battle. You stand back and watch God do his thing. He says, that's a promise. There's no question mark in there at all. He says, and I, the Lord your God, will put all these curses upon your enemies. And each and every one of us in here have enemies. But you want to know something? Sometimes the biggest enemy we got, we look in that mirror and you get cursed and you wonder why. Because you are cursing yourself. You're cursing yourself. You're cursing yourself. Nobody's done it to you but you. And God's got to straighten you out. You got to conform to what God wants you to do. You got to conform to what God wants you to be. He's already ordained some people in here already. And you wonder what's going on. And he's wondering too. I'm your God, what's wrong with you? You're doing it to yourself. You've got a couple of commandments. He starts with, thou shalt have no other God before me. The scripture said, and you shall return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all the commandments which I command you this day. Hallelujah. And the Lord your God will make you plenteous in every work of your hand and in the fruit of your body and in the fruit of your cattle and in the fruits of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he has rejoiced over your fathers. That tells me that he rejoices over us when we do good. He rejoices over us when we obey his commandments. Not only does he rejoice over us, he gives us plenty. He gives us plenty. You will not lack anything. You will not lack nothing. He gives and gives and gives and gives. Oh, hallelujah. You can't be God-given. The scripture said, if you shall hearken, that word, if you shall hearken, that means you just don't listen. You just don't hear it. But hearken means you listen, you hear it, and then you're prone into action. You hearken. If you were to hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, you say, you don't know how to live. You don't know what to do. He says, if you listen to the commandments, the statutes in this book, oh, hallelujah. And if you return unto the Lord, your God, with all your heart and soul, oh, hallelujah. He said, for this commandment which I command you this day, it's not hidden from you, neither is it far off. Because sometimes we say, well, you know, I want to do right, but I don't know how. I want to follow Christ, but I don't know how. I don't know what to do. But God is writing in the book. He's saying it's not far off. It's not far off. You know what? To look for this book, you don't even have to seek for it. You don't even have to search for it. I tell you today, with the phones that everybody got, the phones that everybody got, you can look at your phone and the word is there. You're getting ready to call up somebody and start talking negative stuff, and there can be a scripture that'll pop up and tell you, no, you better not. Don't think it happened by coincidence. There's no coincidences with God. Everything is planned and is ordered. Hallelujah. He says, this commandment, it is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up to heaven and bring it unto us that we might hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea. It's not over there in Israel. It's right here. That you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we might hear it and do it? But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you might do it. Oh, hallelujah. The word is in your heart. It's in your mouth that you might do it. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody today is going through something. And now is not the time, and it's not the place to give up. Amen. You're fighting a battle. Hallelujah. If you're fighting a battle, stand up. If you're fighting a battle today, stand up. If you're fighting a battle today, stand up. If you're fighting a battle today, stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got some news for you today. If you're fighting a battle today, stand up. Think about that battle that you're fighting. Think about that battle that you're fighting. I got news for you today if you're fighting a battle. That battle that you're fighting, somebody already won that battle. Somebody already won that battle. They won it by grace. They won it by God's grace and his mercy. They got it by trusting and believing. They won it by obedience. I'm saying today, no matter what battle you're going through, it has already been won. It's already been won. And you can win it too. Because God is a great God. He's a merciful God. What he got for me, he got more for you. God is waiting to bless you beyond measure. God's got it. Can you say God's got it? Can you say God's got it? Somebody say, I refuse to give in to the enemy. I refuse to give in. God, I refuse to give in. God, I know that you're going to take me to the other side. God, I know that I'm an overcomer. Woo! Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Because God is faithful. Whatever your battle is, you say it because breakthrough is happening right now. Breakthrough is happening right now. It might be a little breakthrough, but it's happening right now. You can't have big breakthrough till you get a little breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise him in advance because God is going to take you through whatever it is. This is not a lottery. God is not a lottery. But I tell you what, you got to be in it to win it. And if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, you got to be in it to win it. Amen? In this battle called life, you got to be in it with Christ in order to win it. And this thing we call eternity, that none of us know the extent of it, in order to be in it, you got to be with Christ. Hallelujah. So if you don't have a relationship,